Hi, this is Jim Barrier on World News Brief. Today we're going to look at the world of entertainment. Often, when we think about Hollywood, we think about people with loose morals, leftist dogma, and anti-Christian values. We even use the term Hollywood types concerning celebrities who rant and rave about abortion, the environment, toxic masculinity, and systemic racism. But you may be surprised that there are actually people of faith, people with moral standards, even people with conservative views in the entertainment industry. Let's start with one of my favorites, Gary Sinise. Sinise traced the deepening of his own spirituality and faith in part to the events of September 11th, when he was invited as a celebrity to support first responders and later servicemen and women serving in Iraq. He noted the example of Franciscan Father Michael Judge, a chaplain for the New York Fire Department, who died helping victims in the aftermath of the terrorist attacks. His simple prayer, "Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say, and keep me out of your way," is very special to my wife and I, Sinise said. He established the Gary Sinise Foundation, which supports all those who sacrifice on our behalf, active duty, first responders, and their families. When I think about the life and sufferings of Christ, when I think about the stories of extreme hardships and the heavy burdens that our military men and women and their families were willing to and continue to bear, I can't help but think about this verse, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." The Lieutenant Dan Band, named after his character in Forrest Gump, performs at USO shows, entertains troops, and raises money for disabled veterans. He is also on the advisory council of Hope for the Warriors, a national nonprofit dedicated to provide a full cycle of non-medical care to combat wounded service members, their families, and families of the fallen from each military branch. He has been honored at the United States Navy Memorial and was made an honorary U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer. He was also named an honorary Marine by the Commandant of the Marine Corps. He has been awarded the third highest honor within the Department of Army Civilian Awards, the Outstanding Civilian Service Award. He received the Sylvanus Fire Award, awarded by the West Point Association of Graduates, for a non-West Point graduate whose character, service, and achievements reflect the ideals prized by the U.S. Military Academy. He was made an honorary battalion chief by the New York Fire Department. He's received the Bob Hope Award for Excellence in Entertainment and the Presidential Citizens Medal by President George W. Bush. Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt said, "I think there's a distinction between being religious, adhering to the customs created by man, oftentimes appropriating the awe reserved for who I believe is a very real God, and using it to control people, to take money from people, to abuse children, to steal land, to justify hatred, whatever it is. The evil that's in the heart of every single man has glommed onto the back of religion and come along for the ride." At the Teen Choice Awards, he accepted the Generation Award and addressed the younger generation. "God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you that you're perfect just the way you are, and you're not. You're imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you, and if you're willing to accept that, you'll have grace, and grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Don't forget it. Don't take it for granted." Superstar Mark Wahlberg said, "Having gratitude as a whole is really important, but I think everybody's having lots of difficulties. It's in all these difficulties when I focus on my faith. I was able to endure, and good things started to happen. Everything seemed to make sense. It certainly made it easier and gave me a lot of comfort. And people have been going through a lot, and I think that the thing that people are all experiencing is that they're reminded, you know, that they need to have faith and hope, and that love will endure. His latest film, Father Stu, about a boxer turned priest, has a message Wahlberg says is needed now. People need to have faith and hope. I just knew that I needed to make this movie, and this was my calling, and this was my mission. And now it's needed more than ever. Hopefully, it will do some really important work and help a lot of people. It's certainly a turning point for me in my life. I need to stop focusing so much on Mark and start doing much more work for God and for less fortunate people. When asked about the film's message to audiences, Wahlberg said, "It's simply about not giving up. God's not going to give up on you. Don't you dare go giving up on yourself." For Spy Kids actress Alexa Peña Vega and her husband Nickelodeon's big-time Rush star Carlos Peña Vega, following a Christian lifestyle outside of the bright lights of Hollywood was paramount for their family. After reflecting through prayer, they packed up and left Los Angeles for Hawaii with their three children. Carlos said that they needed a complete heart reset and felt like God was preparing their family for the move to the islands. "I was one trapped in the entertainment world and needed to take a step back," Alexa said. "My job became my identity. God pulled me out so that I could learn how to be an awesome mom and an awesome wife. God helped us build that foundation in our family. And once I had that revelation, I felt peace." On sharing her faith, she said, "It's so easy to want to hide that because you don't want to be judged by what you believe. But this is my life," she said. "My faith and my life are the same thing. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're always preaching, but God is such a big part of our lives that no matter what we do, our faith gets brought up. We happen to be people who love the Word of God, and we're happy to share it." In their new memoir, What If Love Is the Point? Living for Jesus in a Self-Consumed World, the couple discusses more of the life-changing decision, their dedication to sharing their testimony of love in marriage, and why she got candid about her past eating disorder. TV star Chad Michael Murray of One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls, and Dawson's Creek devotes time every day to reading the Bible. Murray met his wife, Sarah Reamer, on the set of Chosen in 2014, and they married in 2015. They have two children. "I get up every day and I put on that spiritual armor, read the Bible and do some devotions, and then get ready to go to work," Murray said while speaking about his upcoming film with Bruce Willis and Jesse Metcalf, Fortress, The Sniper's Eye. "I feel stronger and safer going on to the sets every day, knowing that I have God with me. Jesus is there with me every day. When you have that comfort, you just feel safe. You feel different. You feel the opportunity to handle more. Your shoulders are bigger and you carry more weight." Full House star Candace Cameron Bure is proud of her Christian faith and believes the Bible is truth for her. "My faith is really the foundation of who I am. It's so important to me, and it's always a part of me, whether it's at home or privately, or when I'm reading the Bible in a Bible study, but also at work, and the choices I make within work, and the companies I choose to work with, and the projects I choose to take on. I can always go back to the Word of God and find hope, the encouragement, the positivity, the trust that I know I have in Jesus. And so it never fails, even when life doesn't go the way I want it to or had planned it to. I know that God's in control of everything. I live by faith in everything that I do, and every aspect of my life. So it's not just something that I rely on or a crutch. It is genuinely who I am. How it helps me? It's hard to say because it's just part of my being. She recently created a new devotional Bible, the One Step Closer Bible, that she says is here to meet you and your questions, needs, and concerns. For many years, I viewed the Bible as a book I would go to for big answers during midlife moments. But when I discovered that this book held answers to everything, from how I respond to when I disagree with a loved one, to how to rest even on my busiest days, it completely changed my life. A huge weight was lifted off my shoulders because for the first time in my life, I didn't have to have all the answers. God had them for me. Now, one of my favorite actors is Neil McDonough. You may remember him from Band of Brothers or Red 2. In 2010, the actor claimed he was fired 3 days into filming the ABC series Scoundrels because he wouldn't agree to an on-screen sex scene. The show only ran for one season, and the 56-year-old said he was blacklisted from the industry. There was a time when I wasn't working. I couldn't get a job because people thought I was this crazy religious guy. But that wasn't the case. I love my wife, but I love my acting too. I was hopeful that at some point someone would give me a chance again. McDonough starred in Desperate Housewives, where he played Nicolette Sheridan's husband. McDonough had a no-kissing rule that prompted the show's creator, Mark Cherry, to get creative in his writing. McDonough, who married his wife, Ruve, in 2003, has said, "I won't kiss any other woman because these lips are meant for one woman." But after getting the boot from Scoundrels, he experienced a hard few years trying to find work while staying faithful to his religious beliefs. "I remember falling to my knees and saying, 'God, why have you forgotten about me? Why am I being punished so much?' As soon as those words came out of my mouth, I realized what self-absorbed questions those were. God has given me so much. We all experience challenges in our lives. I should be grateful and thankful for all the blessings I'm given." That's when Graham Yost called. The star and the screenwriter had previously worked together on Band of Brothers. "I remember a few minutes later I was sitting here at the kitchen table with Ruve. Graham called and said, 'Hey, you want to play the villain in the first episode or two of Justified?' I said, 'Yes, yes I do.' And after the first take, he came up to me and said, 'You want to play the villain for the whole year?' I joked, 'Didn't you know that was my game plan? That's what I'm going to do.' I was determined to give a really great performance, and I did. And you know, I realized that perhaps I was taking some of my acting for granted. I was working all the time, but perhaps I wasn't dialed in enough in terms of what I could really do as an actor. I came out of it on the other side. I've been working so much in the last several years, and I couldn't be more thankful. I thank God every day for all the blessings I'm given, even during challenging times." Everyone always says, "Why do you work so much?" My response is, "They keep asking me, so I'm not going to stop. God gave me this gift of being an actor, and I'm not going to waste it. I'm now in a position to produce movies with my wife. I'm able to co-create projects, and I get to continue pursuing my craft. I couldn't be in a better place in my career. Every step I've had along the way, every challenge I've faced, has been this moment, and this is a moment I'm really cherishing. I'm proud of my work and what I can accomplish." McDonough is known for playing heavies on screen, but he doesn't mind flipping the script when done right. He's starring in Boone, the sequel to Redstone, where his character Nick Boone must protect everything he stands for. "I felt at ease," he said, "and this movie is a journey about a guy running away from his past, but the past will always catch up to you. How do you deal with it when it finally catches you? What are you prepared to do? How are you willing to stand up for what is right? Nick Boone isn't given a superpower, it's just faith. And to me, that's the greatest superpower anyone can have. If you have faith, you can get through anything. I won't mention the Lord's name in vain, I won't kiss another woman, and sex scenes aren't in it for me. I think, gosh, there's enough sex scenes out there, and me being in my 50s, I'm not sure anyone wants to see me doing that stuff anyway, and I'm not comfortable doing it. And I guess that's probably why I play so many villainous characters, because I love acting, and I'm really good at it. It's a God-given talent, so for me to have a career, I have to figure out creativity and smartly and wisely how I can keep doing what I do. And finally, Jim Caviezel, who claimed that playing the part of Jesus in Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ all but ensured the death of his Hollywood career, has a strong Catholic faith, and this faith has helped him navigate through Hollywood. In an interview with People magazine, he said that he is drawn to roles that enable him to be the light. The light is much brighter in darkest places. In those darkest places, I want to be the center of it. I was drawn to that. He stands behind his faith so much that he has refused to play certain roles or scenes if it compromises his faith or beliefs. Out of respect to his wife, Caviezel refused to do nude love scenes in the movie Angel Eyes with Jennifer Lopez and High Crimes with Ashley Judd. He opposes abortion. He has used his position as an actor to speak out for pro-life causes. He also used his platform to challenge the church to not lose the faith. Caviezel and his wife have adopted 3 children from China who were battling cancer. They felt a sense calling them. 2 of them had brain tumors. 1 had cancer sarcoma. Their chance of survival wasn't great, but I wanted to help. They make me want to be a better man. Love is a decision. You know, it's so easy to stereotype people. It's so easy to judge others. Some Christians would say, if an actor is a Christian, he or she should only do Christian films or TV. Would you say a Christian plumber should only work on churches or buildings that house Christian organizations? I mean, what does Christian PVC look like anyway? Actors can accept projects based on their message. They can reject a scene or script that violates their personal convictions. It may cost them some work, but in the end, they are like you and I. They must heed the Lord's voice in their own heart, and they must live by their conscience. I, for one, am glad that there are people of faith in the industry. Next time, I might take on the music world. This is Jim Barrier, reporting for World News Brief.